A literal shocker. Two in the goo, one in the poo.
I'd like to think that I'd be able to do it, but I couldn't even have time to put that tampon in my ass.
You're listening to the Snoozy Podcast with Ian Lazarus.
And Shannon.
I don't have to ask for oral or anal, because those are my only options.
Do I have to do anything gay besides getting fucked in the ass?
The shade is dangerous.
Welcome to the Loose News, everybody.
We're here.
We are.
Another road trip.
Yes.
So we're here. We just finished recording the Cousin Joe show, and now we are going to do a crossover episode.
Yeah. This is like when the Jetsons and the Flintstones have one of those episodes.
A very special episode.
Yeah.
Except at least we didn't have to cross over any time continuum type of shit.
No. Just...
It's a lot to explain.
Hanna-Barbera.
I'm still wondering what continuum means.
But we're here with Joe Coletta, Dan DiMarino, and the one and only Dave Zajac.
Yes. He gets top billing. Look at that.
There's only one of me.
There's more.
Well, technically,
there's
he
more
got
Joes
last billing, which is why I gave him the boost.
Oh, that was sort of the pity one and only.
It's like movie credits, where it's like, is the most important person who comes first, or is it the, like...
It's normally the
and
most...
And Dave Zajac as...
The most important comes first, and then, like, the one that's, like, just holding on by a thread but was famous before.
Marlon Brando in The Score.
Does he have one of those and?
Yeah, it was and Marlon Brando.
Oh, and Jessica Lange in American Horror Story.
It's however you guys want to look at it.
Either way,
Dan's
in the middle.
The most mediocre.
Pretty much. The way I looked at it was basically that you just couldn't remember his name and you were stalling.
That is what it, like, it sounded
the,
like a bit of a stumble.
One and only Dave Zajac.
I was debating on giving him a special something
or a hand job.
I accept.
Let's all switch chairs.
On behalf of everybody from Zajaconia.
Musical hand jobs. I had a funny thing happen.
Oh.
You guys want to hear about
it? On the way to the forum?
So a couple nights ago, I'm watching, for whatever reason, I got stuck. I was on the couch, flipping through the channels, which I rarely do. I came across Showtime, whatever the adult Showtime channel is, right? So it's this movie called Sorority Sex House. It's like a softcore porn.
Nice.
It's not even sex scenes. It's more just frolicking, which I'm cool with, okay? Now, I'm noticing there's probably about 50 minutes left. I see how long it is. There's this one, like, hot black chick that is not taking her tits out. It's all tits. There's no, you know, vagina.
Fucking prude.
Right. So I'm getting the sense, like, I bet you there's some big payoff in the end, right, with these titties. Now, I have 3 to 6 terabytes of hardcore...
Thank God you said terabytes.
...pornography. Children locked in my basement.
three to six.
I got all the porn that would...
Years old.
...for a life... For 15 lifetimes. Yet, I waited, dick in hand, because I didn't want to miss it, right, for this black bitch to pull out her titties in the end, and she did. I was right. I gambled and won. And I came, like, almost instantly.
At the right time?
Yeah.
That's a magic moment.
And well, you've been milking it the entire...
I was just holding it.
Were
I wasn't
drinking
really
milk?
Stroking it. It was. I was, like, holding my dick. And
she was.
I felt so innocent. I felt like I was back in my, like, youth. To just come from, like, tits?
Yeah, that's
Isn't
beautiful.
That, right?
But you had been jerking off before that.
I was... It was, like, a little hard.
You were prepping yourself.
A little bit, though. Not really. Wasn't, like, full strokes.
Wasn't like full
it was fully
strokes.
Charged.
It wasn't.
It was primed.
See, that's happened to me, but I've had the opposite reaction.
You lost it?
No, I've came really quick just to porn and been like, Jesus Christ. That's just with myself. And I disgust myself. What happens when I get back with a girl? How long am I going to last?
How long has it been?
Close to a year. When was Jamie? Good.
Really?
No names. Great.
That's very surprising.
I have a sensor button.
No way.
Nah, I really don't care.
You've definitely been getting laid since then.
You mean like actual fornication, because you got blown here, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I know,
but
one
that's not really being with a girl is getting a blowjob on air and with your friends.
Just Dan
so,
is my memory.
Just so the Loose News Podcast listeners know, I just had to remind Joe of when he's had sex last.
Yeah. And who with... Because I honestly...
That's fabulous.
But is that sex a blowjob?
No, no, we're not talking about the blowjob, but no, I wouldn't count that.
No. I blow. It doesn't count when I blow. That's just work. That's just getting, you know, getting ready for the show.
Getting a paycheck.
That's why yep. I blocked these things out of my mind.
No, we were talking before on the Joe, like, about coming at the right time. Like, it's funny how I don't discuss, like, of course, we all do that. I never really thought that other people sort of waited for the right moment. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'll hold it back.
Yeah, right
gotta time it.
If
right
I've got, like, a free day, I'll spend hours just kind of, like, stopping at the right moment and being like, don't move.
I'll spend, like, 15 seconds looking for the right one.
I've been late to work, and I'm talking too. About an hour or more.
Literally me too.
Because I can't find the right one I want to come to. And I could come to whatever I'm watching that second, dude, but no, I need it better.
Joe yep. and I are literally the same person. Yeah. I really am finding that out week by week now.
You don't bookmark, like, the porn that you really like on sites?
I don't. I download it. Really? I'm a collector.
The stuff I like, I will download, yes.
I'll
yeah,
collect.
But if you bookmark it, it's the same damn thing.
No, I save links, and then it doesn't take up any space.
I have it to keep.
Yeah. Thank you.
I have
Thank
it to
you.
Keep.
Yeah, you never know when it's going to get taken down. It's usually less quality.
It's never full high def, ever.
Right.
Never.
And half the time, it's not the complete clip.
Even if it is, I want 1080 motherfucking P.
That's the thing. If I find a
1080p and VG.
That's the thing. If I find, like, a good clip that's full that I like, I need to have it.
Well, if it's something that's, like, really, like, transcendent porn,
you gotta remember a way to get to it, or I'll bookmark it.
Because it might be gone. The internet gods can take it.
But why not download it?
Download it.
What's wrong with downloading it?
I've seen the same porn scenes on various sites. They'll have the same scene.
With different search criteria in the title and everything, yeah.
Yeah, different tags and whatnot, but, like,
let's just break this down. You're
through.
A girl you don't understand.
Yes. I think she understands.
I think I pretty much understand. I remember one of the porn movies I used to steal from my dad was like Tailblazers 6.
Tailblazers
6. It was all anal.
Had you seen the first five?
No, that's the thing. That's what made it kind of stand out. I'm like, what were the first five?
Did anybody in here ever see any of the Buttmans Bouncing British Babes?
No.
Oh, I think I might have.
That was pretty jolly decent. Good. Pretty decent.
That's one thing that...
It was a red cassette. It wasn't even like black cassette. It was a red cassette. It was different.
See, I don't like that because it's harder to hide that.
It is.
I watch a lot of foreign porn. I can't do British.
I had to get rid of it.
Yeah, can't do British.
As soon as I hear a British accent come out of, like, the girl in particular, but either one, it just like...
Oh, give me a good shaggy.
No,
it's like Mary Poppins is... me or no, something. I don't know what it does.
I was watching, like, a British porn, and the girl's sucking the dude's dick, and she's, like, talking while she's doing... She's just like, oh, you like a right sucking, like that, and I was like, I can't do it.
It's gotta be, like, a real dirty Cockney accent for me to get into it. Like, it's gotta be, like... Scary Spice, not Posh Spice.
I love Scary Spice, by
the way. Her ass.
That's my favorite Spice Girl. Scary.
Posh has the face, though.
Posh has the face.
Have you seen her lately? She looks like Jack Skellington.
She's all sucked in, yeah.
Yeah.
And she has a fucking
Joe,
legs,
who's
too.
Your favorite Spice Girl?
Dude, fucking K.P. Burke's bit on the chimney sweep.
Yes, dude.
The one that released the titty video. Remember that? Too Wild for TV or whatever?
What?
Yeah.
Ginger.
That was
did, yeah.
My
oh,
favorite.
Yeah, she had
She
huge,
had,
huge
like, some softcore VHS tape out.
No, I like a bad dye job and big titties.
Mm-hmm.
That's where
Ginger's
I'm
your
with
style,
it.
Yep.
She was, the, like, thicker, blonde.
Brunette. Or, no, you know,
no,
blonde.
Redhead. She was redhead.
She was, like, kind
Ginger
of.
Ginger Spice, she had
she
the red
the,
hair
like,
with the blonde strands.
Yes.
Not that I remember.
I think dyed it different every week.
Not that I have those links saved on my phone.
I mean, what's the one? Sporty was kind of busted.
Sporty was a little bit.
She was flexible.
I appreciate her now, and I'm older.
Really? Well, like, how so?
I just, like, appreciate it. Like, you know, now I get all five of theirs.
You troll repeat.
You had your favorite when you were, like, you know, 17 years old.
Absolutely.
I don't but think now I you're older, and you're like, I could give Sporty. Yeah, sure.
Sporty could get it.
She's Sporty.
No,
yeah.
Listen, they all could get
she
it.
She could do backflips.
Baby Spice was a little
creepy. The name Baby Spice.
Like little,
not for me.
Ran in a line. Well, yeah.
She seemed like she, like, was an eating disorder waiting to happen, Baby Spice.
Absolutely.
I don't want to deal with that. I don't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
What the fuck are you
what
about
are you
to
doing
do
over there?
Are you tying off? Okay, Joe has a syringe.
All right. Shannon asked me to refill her e-cig, and I got this
jug
of e-liquid, and this is not a
e-liquid.
Needle. It's,
e-liquid. It's not real liquid.
So... I have to
electronic liquid
do this.
I've never seen this done before.
I know.
There's not supposed to be bubbles in it. I can get in the bloodstream.
Is that what
flick it?
Is that supposed to happen? Do you have a syringe at home, Shannon? Like that? I mean, for that purpose.
She has a whole box of them.
No, I've got like a...
Don't do that.
It looks like a little dropper.
Oh, like an eye drop thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how the normals... This is
now,
like 500 milliliters.
Now,
yeah.
If anyone even knows... like
that's
what
the normies do it.
What is in these normies. E-cigarettes? What's in there? Like water vapor?
Poison and carcinogenic
like,
poison.
For real, what's in
no.
there?
No.
It's vegetable glycerin, propylene glycol.
So it's bad.
Nicotine, nope. And then oh, there is flavoring. Nicotine.
Those words are big and
the
scary.
The worst There's... thing in it is nicotine, and it's a stimulant just like caffeine.
Everything else is food grade.
The flavored ones? Yep. The flavored e-cigs? Yeah, all apparently the something came out the other day food. That they have carcinogenic things in the...
No. That's a study they do on certain, you know, fringe
Yeah, but you know what?
Brands.
Joe all likes to continue smoking
in
flavored
regular cigarettes is so much worse. Plus, you just have the particulate detritus that settles in your lung from the actual.
You're
like,
predisposed
combustion.
For it regardless, so let's just be fair.
Yeah, e-cigs have no effect on your lungs. That's the main thing.
But, like, are there cancer causing agents?
No. No. Nicotine doesn't cause cancer.
You said there's like glycerides.
No, but that, like vegetable glycerin, that's in foods already.
Vegetable glycerin's harmless. Propylene glycol.
It's what makes
iffy,
it...
But that's in everything. That's in Fireball. Like, that's in absolutely everything. I'll die from the propylene glycol in all the Fireball I drink before I die from this shit.
That's true. And it's...
I agree.
It's what makes it vaporizable.
It makes it hot?
Yes.
It heats it up. I would love to partake in those because I have like oral fixation. I love like one hitters when I smoke weed. I like having something.
But you don't smoke cigarettes.
I don't.
He does once in a while.
I do.
I don't care. I'm not.
If I'm drunk,
of all
I
things
smoke
for
a
me to be ashamed
really?
Of.
Never a cigarette.
I've never seen.
I don't like.
Smoke. Well, I mean, you hardly drink, so but that's probably why.
When I was a heavier drinker, I would definitely smoke.
I noticed that when I drink more than usual. Than the average
you wake up
Down
to trannies.
Syndrome person.
Or grannies.
I wake up next to trannies or grannies.
Or both.
And I'm smoking,
But
granny
have
tranny.
No way of differentiating.
No.
Which won't make sense to anybody listening to
Only
this.
Her hairdresser yeah. knows for sure.
You have to listen to this show hand in hand with the Cousin Joe show from 1217 to understand
Thank you.
Half these references.
It's a companion show.
Companion show.
For some reason, it's not hitting well.
But... Should be now.
Oh. That is what she said. Joe hates that line.
It is not hitting
I fair. Do.
It's great when it's like just out of nowhere, but it can be overused. But to me, it's always funny.
I don't think
the
it
first
ever
one's
be uttered,
funny.
No.
The first one of the night is always funny. Everything after
I
that is kind of like, you're reaching.
The
you're
first
reaching
one is
now.
Usually funny, especially when it's an obscure thing that you have to think for a second.
Yeah.
How does that tie in?
Right.
I what just always picture some to? Douche in a college dorm room every time I hear that phrase.
Huh.
And six other guys hysterically laughing.
Wait, what phrase were we
talking about? That's what she said.
Yeah.
I think the first one of the night's usually pretty good.
No.
Mm-hmm. If done right, it's very funny. Yeah.
Agreed.
That's what she said. Eh. Nah, see? You're right. Joe's right. That was the second one of the night.
That was.
In fairness.
A well-used, that's what she said, can be good if it's just peppered into a conversation where you least expect it.
Well, that's the problem. The majority of people that use it, use it where it doesn't belong
at all. Yeah, they try too hard at it. They tried too hard to force it in.
So
who's gonna
That's what she said.
There it is.
For fuck's sake. You're right.
They tried
too
hard to force it
like
in.
My 60-year-old boss will say it sometimes, so you know it's kind of over.
Oh, it's over.
If it's filtered down to like my 60-year-old Libyan boss, it's kind of over.
Libyan. On top of it.
He's Libyan.
Oh, that is what she said.
I saw them in Back to the Future.
Are you getting it?
Right.
My 74-year-old
Pinball
dad
says
bots. That once in a while, so that was how I knew it was
really?
Over.
Yeah.
Who said it?
My dad.
I remember seeing a girl I worked with say like get her first one. She was so proud of herself. Like she was buying a cup and someone just said, "Oh, do you want the big one?" And she like looked at me and I'm like, "Yes."
Like, that's what the she right said? Time
to
use. You gave her the Godfather.
That is
just
correct. Yes.
Go ahead and say what you want to say.
That is when you say it. Yes. She was very proud. What are we talking about, Ian?
I don't know.
We're talking about movies before we. Recorded,
well, yeah, I was because Dave.
Well, you had notes. I thought you had notes.
They were stupid.
Don't put it on me like that.
No, Dave was saying that he thinks Forrest Gump is the best movie ever made.
Insane.
As an overall movie, the best movie ever made from start to finish.
Nuts.
No,
I think it's a good movie.
It's a
I think
good
it's
movie.
One of the better movies ever.
There's also a difference between there are good movies because you can watch them over and over, and it's kind of like an overall good.
Goodfellas.
And then there's movies where it's like. You're not always, like Schindler's List, you don't want to watch that all the time, but when you do, it's
Speak
just
for yourself.
Like...
One viewing up here, great fucking movie. Don't ever want to watch it again.
Exactly.
But
great
Forrest
like,
Gump, like
you
the,
watch
like...
it a few times in your whole life, and it's just, it's heavy and poignant,
I
but it's
got
not
it.
Something for all the time.
The running part just goes on too long.
In Forrest
the whole
yes.
movie goes on
no,
too long.
No, but like
you
the running
know,
part.
That whole movie, all the things in it, him meeting JFK, getting shot, all that shit... The one part in the entire movie that bothers me is when the guy has a happy face.
Yeah, so
I'm like, that's the most unbelievable.
But on top
of
that, how about this?
Him running across the country three times makes plenty of sense.
Okay, so he's a college athlete, an Olympic ping pong player. How come no one recognizes him? He's been like famous for everything possible throughout the last 40 years, but like none of these people know who he is.
I felt like that's the running part when he was running across the country and got all those followers. I felt like it was because people kind of
already
had a sense of.
And that's interesting. I didn't get that idea. Someone? But even sitting at the bench, these people, he's talking about chocolates. Like, oh, I'll pity the retard and let him talk to me for a minute until this bus comes. They don't know who he is.
Pity the retard.
Pity the retard. That is the name of the episode.
Most of that movie took place before the internet, so celebrity was a different thing.
But he was on Time Magazine. He was on the news. He was
but who reads that?
I don't know.
But there's a lot of people. He's not a movie star. He's not a rock star. It's not someone that would
He invented
stick Bubba in
Gump Shrimp.
Mind.
He was a war hero. He got the purple whatever the fuck he got.
Ice cream.
He beat a Chinaman in ping pong,
Did, which has never been done.
Right. By anybody.
If someone did that many things, internet or not, you'd know who the fuck he was.
Fair enough.
I think it was a combination of him not getting out enough, and everyone that was around him was more fixated on, oh, this is a tard.
Right. But, so you
and
think
and that trumped whatever famousness he had.
Do you think
That's
they knew
you
who
see
he was?
First.
Yeah.
So at the bench right there, because someone like didn't
they'd
believe
be like,
him.
Yeah, this guy's really famous, but I don't want
to
talk to him.
Like, he pulled out like Fortune magazine, and the woman was like, oh, fuck.
He pulled out?
Not doing it.
He came inside of Jenny.
That's a more memorable bus stop experience in my mind.
I guess. To me, it's a good movie that, to me, gets worse every time I see it. It doesn't, to me, have that value of...
But there's a lot of movies that are more than like 15 years old that you remember as being epic or fantastic, and the more times you watch them, you're kind of like, wow, like I was just kind of a slave to the experience of the time frame that I was
exposed
to.
And the soundtracks, it's fine, but
the first Rocky? It's Rocky 1.
Great movie.
Great fucking movie.
Of course.
Up there at the Absolutely. Top.
It's a
great
movie. Better than Forrest Gump to me. You don't think that's better than Forrest Gump?
I think it's neck and neck between those two. No, between those
two. That's your one and two of all time?
Yeah.
Goodfellas, like The Godfather?
Up there as well.
Okay, so there's an infinite amount of top
twos. I'm not going to rank everything in like one, two, three, five.
Citizen Kane is still considered the best movie of all time. Citizen Kane, and that was...
I should probably see that someday.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
It's considered the greatest movie of all time. I mean, I've seen it. I didn't...
Came out like, what, 1920?
1930 something.
Yeah.
It was in the 30s.
The black and white days.
Right.
Segregation days?
Or Wizard of Oz or like Gone with the Wind. All those things at the time were fucking mind-blowing, but nowadays it's nothing compared to what we have.
Yeah, but at the time, it was also back then, it was more about, you know, it introduced a ton of like cinematography tricks that had never been done.
Wizard of Oz. Forrest Gump.
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane.
It introduced a ton of, you know... like camera angles and things that no one had ever done before.
Conceptually, yeah.
But it's because it was like the fourth movie ever made. So, you know, it was... There's a lot of reasons it's considered a special movie. I mean, same thing with Wizard of Oz, like you said. You know, that was, you know, the color and the black and white and all that. You know, I mean, you were talking before about... what's the other one? When we were talking about Forrest Gump.
Goodfellas?
Which one? Lebowski?
No, what lost to Forrest Gump?
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. That also changed a bunch
of... Every movie for the next 10 years were copies of that show.
But that happens...
To this day, there's still
changes. When a movie is the first to do something, you know, it
innovative things like that, yeah.
It does, but
and that's why a big reason for Citizen Kane was because it had a lot of innovation.
But a lot of times the things that come from it, that evolve from it, like bands, for example, like... Zeppelin's fine, but I think the bands that are influenced by them are better than them.
Perfect example. The Blair Witch Project was the first movie that came out that was a first-person experience type of thing. And then after that, it was nonstop first-person horror movie.
And I like that movie.
I love it.
People were all mad. Like, what, you really thought it was real, you asshole? Like,
well, then you're dumb.
Right.
They had the whole cast at like the MTV Movie Awards that year. So anyone that was a well done movie.
People were pissed off because they didn't actually show the witch, but you got a decent
that's enough feel that it was okay. Of course.
The point after that whole thing is the last thing you see after all that shit running through the house.
The kid in the corner
is that kid in the corner.
Yeah, creepy as fuck.
Creepy as fuck.
And you understand the witch is real, and that's it. You accept it at face value, and it's done.
There's a lot of movies, particularly in like the suspense thriller horror genre, where the movie is ruined by the reveal at the end.
Agreed. Totally agree.
So to not give you the reveal and leave it all up to your imagination is way better.
And I think that's the problem, is a lot of people don't have imagination in this day and age. They look at it and go, well, you didn't show me the witch, so I don't know what I'm supposed to feel.
Well, because everyone has internet porn in this day and age. So.
Or they want the good guy to win, too. Which but is
video
also,
killed the radio star.
But I think that's with everything, too. Not just with the horror and all that. With comedy, too. A lot of comedy nowadays is beat you over the head comedy.
Absolutely.
You watch
obvious.
Shit, but yeah, but you watch yeah. shit. Like, dude, I love Airplane. Dude, there's so
in
many.
In the background, 50
there's
layers.
There's so yeah. many little tiny things. Don't Call Me Sure.
You'll pick stuff up for fucking
in the
years
hospital. A hospital, what is it? It's a building with the patients. That's not important.
Even
right
like
now. Little play like, on words and shit. Yeah.
Blazing Saddles. They're walking around.
That's
like,
another
it says,
great
it says
one.
Baskin Robbins, one flavor.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even mention it. It's just
there. It's just in the background.
It's just there. Yep. It's just old and it's one flavor. And they don't have to, like, shove it up
they
your ass.
They don't explain it, yeah.
Unless you want them to.
They can.
It's an option.
But it's, yeah, I think a lot of that is like that now. A lot of people need to be handed things. People were so pissed about the end of The Sopranos. And we've discussed this a few times. And the main reason people
first.
Were pissed was because they wanted to be handed what happened.
Absolutely.
Show me someone dying or living. But the fact that they didn't show anything is why it's still talked about to this day. Mm-hmm. Because there is a debate over what actually happened. And
it's,
I think
it's a choose-your-own-adventure.
Kind
exactly.
of, yes.
It's so much better that way.
Yes.
I love it like that. I literally thought that that was a great ending because I thought it was obvious for anybody watching it that actually knew the show.
Yeah, what
that
happened?
Fade to black instantly was...
Bobby Bacala said it on the fucking boat in the second episode of that season. I think when you die, it just goes quiet
right.
and goes black.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
And that was it.
There was a few references to
that.
Plus,
oh, really?
When you,
yep.
have,
Mike.
When you have a main character, like... Hold on, let me...
There you go. It's the cord.
When you have a main character who's not clearly a good guy or a bad guy,
mm-hmm.
you need to be able to choose your own closure.
Yeah.
You know?
But
because
it can also be done well. Breaking Bad was one of the greatest endings
yes.
of a show.
Without a doubt.
Ever. I mean, it was a perfect circular story.
Yes.
Even the title.
Right. I mean, they knew going in. Like, if you watch the first episode, the lecture he gives in that class to open the series explains the whole thing.
To have it be like, the title of the episode is Felina, which is like an anagram for finale and like all these things. It was just like perfectly thought out.
Now, that being said, though, the part where like all the fucking guns he rigged in his car, that was so dumb.
That was ridiculous.
Because the only way Walter White...
over the top?
The only way you could have had Walter White die, he has to kill himself in a roundabout way.
Yeah, but it was awful.
But the fact that Jesse... skated away at the end was brilliant.
One of the greatest. Yeah, we were just talking about this.
I'll never forget watching that for the first time, seeing Jesse drive away and screaming in excitement and joy that he got away
finally
from the
fucking free of the whole thing.
Right.
Oh, man.
Because he was
what
the
a
hidden
up.
Hero of the whole
yes.
thing.
His conscience.
Like, he got brought into it by Walter. He didn't, like, choose that. And with and the whole thing with Jane, the girlfriend...
Right.
It was
Kristen
like,
Ritter.
Oh, she's amazing. She's
giggity.
Up there.
I got to watch
Jessica Jones.
I got to watch that.
I
know.
Yeah.
I love
it
her.
Good?
She's
good.
She's
really good.
She's
favorite
Jessica
superhero
Jones.
Thing
yeah.
of all time.
She was my favorite star in The Fappening, by the way.
She's super hot.
Was she in
that?
What do you see?
Yeah.
Tits or family? Everything?
Everything.
Really?
Primo Jose,
you see her snatch?
Wait, talking about
Kristen Ritter? Yeah, dude.
I doubt she shows snatch.
No,
she does.
She sure does.
Pull up a picture of somebody right now.
Okay, let me go on my hard drive.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so there's something called The Fappening?
What? You don't remember
you
that?
Don't know
what the happening was?
Jennifer Lawrence?
Remember the cloud got hacked and like Jennifer I showed some of those pictures.
Okay.
I fucked somebody on this list, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
You fucked someone on the list. You care to say?
Jane Riley.
What is she in?
Oh. Ghost Hunters.
You passed it.
You fucked her?
Yeah.
Wait, who did you fuck?
A girl on the Fappening list. Because she was in Ghost Hunters.
Really?
Up. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Up.
How many girls have all you guys fucked? We can edit it out. It's fine.
I don't care. I've never said it on my show. I've written it down. But since I wrote it
like
down,
a, like
I
a
went
check
back,
you're offering to someone. But
I actually
no. He wrote it down to like we were discussing it. And he wrote
yeah,
it
we didn't say it on the air. I wrote it down to the show. Other people. But then I went and reviewed and really took time. I forgot two or three. So I believe currently it's 34.
Wow, that's a good number.
34.
Yeah.
You're a hoe.
90% of that was in my mid-20s, which is long gone.
Well, that's the difference. If a guy fucks 34 girls, he's a pimp, not a hoe.
Okay, you keep scrolling. There you go.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
You're in the ends.
All right, so 34, and that's actual penetration?
Yeah.
Sex? Okay, not counting...
Doesn't count blowjobs, right? No.
Actual penetration.
Not soft.
The P
rate.
And the V.
P and the V G.
Wow. What about you, DeMarino? Come on.
What do you have, Dave?
We can edit it out. I want to know.
It's your turn.
Six. I'd say about six.
Good for you.
Yeah. Thanks.
If we were selling
I like
you
how
on
you said that
if
like
we were
I
selling
was
you
retarded.
On if we were selling you on
Good
Amazon,
you,
you'd be
buddy.
Lightly used.
You
you'd
said
be
that,
like new.
You said that as
Check
if
the
I just came in like third place at the Special Olympics. Like, oh, good for you, buddy.
No, as a girl, we all struggle to find guys that are lightly used because we all want
used?
Like the
Shannon,
newer.
Tell all your friends and listeners about lightly used Dan.
Oh my good God!
Make it happen.
Wait,
so that was who?
Yeah, Kristen
can,
Ritter.
You can leave that on.
Is there one with a face? I
there
like.
Is, there's
I
the one
like
of her in the bathroom. In the bathroom mirror. Yeah, we passed
it.
That one.
I take it
Did you? There it is.
Oh.
I love that.
I wish you could see Nip. I judge everything. Everything that I care about in a breast is.
Have you guys watched Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23?
I haven't watched
it. It's fucking funny.
Very messy.
It's a sitcom with her and Dreema Wilson, who's also smoking hot.
Dreema Wilson.
Yeah. Yes. The show is very funny. I recommend that. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but it was a couple years ago.
I'm more of a Scarlett Johansson girl.
She's oh, great. I love Scarlett Johansson.
Love her. Holy
she had a kid
shit.
Now, though, so it's a little bit over.
I'm still fine.
I'll take it.
Listen.
Does that ruin it for you?
Does it help? Does it help? Does it make it better ever?
Story of his wife.
Exactly. Twice. Two-time loser.
Story of my wife. How come me and Joe to give our numbers? Everyone
else she's got a nicer free. Ass than I would imagine.
What?
It's okay. It's a little small.
Skinny.
It's cute,
right?
Everyone she's else got the hook.
Yeah. It's all about the shape,
wait.
I said.
Hey.
Back it up. How come everyone else got off on the number thing? I mean, Joe put ours out.
Oh, the coitus number?
Yeah.
All right, Dave.
I got to be fair. I don't know an exact number.
If you had to ballpark it.
20.
Okay.
If I had to guess, around 20.
Okay.
I spent a lot of years really, really fucked up.
Right.
And don't honestly remember a lot of them.
Wow. All
right.
But
when
I would
when
say.
When I'm fucked up, I'm definitely not getting laid. That's for sure. Good for you.
Quality over quantity.
Yes.
I have quality, yeah.
All right,
definitely
good.
I don't have any quantity.
Good for you, buddy. Quality is definitely better than quantity. At the end of the day,
oh, listen, I've sacrificed probably three times more than I've gone through with for the quality factor. I just didn't want to do it.
I used to pride myself on the idea that I shut it down.
I've settled twice ever.
What about you, Laz?
I honestly don't really know, but I will qualify it with... A, I've turned down a lot of opportunities that I'm very sorry I did.
All right, shut up.
And B, I've been with my wife for 18 years and faithful for like 17 of them.
Impressive.
I think the number...
Well, 17
that's cumulative. It's not all at once.
Right, right.
Correct. I think it's...
I was unfaithful for these 5 minutes, these 10 minutes.
Like 2014 was a big year for me, adultery-wise.
Adultery-wise.
Yeah, 2004. There was a stretch this year. I'm going to cut this.
Oh, that's where I met you.
There was a stretch this year... In the fall, where
that's always the way it is with you. Oh, you go nuts in the fall. You're like a deer in rut.
I travel a lot in the fall for work, though. I've probably banged. I'm guessing 13 girls. Actual intercourse.
Does that count the unconscious ones?
Yeah, she's in there.
Okay.
Did you slip and fall, and your dick accidentally went into her, like while she was sleeping?
That
on the
has
couch?
Never happened.
No, she slipped and fell and
no,
was rendered
I
unconscious.
I told this on two episodes ago. I guess on paper, I've raped somebody. On paper.
That just went dark really quick.
Well, wow. I raped someone. I mean,
that opens quite a few questions.
See, okay, ask them.
Okay. Did you rape anyone?
I think it's somewhat subjective, but I guess literally by the definition of it, yes.
In fairness, she was Asian, so he wasn't clear on whether or not she was
She was Asian. And listen, we went to her house with the intention, I believe, and I'm pretty damn sure of fucking. She made it
clear. Had you fucked her before?
Never.
Oh.
And never after.
Crouching Ian, sleeping Asian.
But.
Are you awake?
Yeah, but she passed out before you can close the deal.
She passed out. We were watching Swingers.
Yeah, I'd pass out too.
Yeah. And
Vince Vaughn just always gets Ian in the mood.
And I'm just like, you know what? I came all this way. I'm settling anyway. I know she'd fuck me. I just did it.
While she was completely unconscious.
She was just, yeah. She was out.
How unconscious was she?
I didn't get caught. No, I'm saying if you
said on paper.
You said you didn't get caught.
I'm saying like technically.
Oh, I thought you meant it was like legal paper.
The statute of limitations is up. So
who drank
really...
milk that night?
I hope so.
Because I heard that actually helps it.
Did you tell her afterwards?
I left.
No, he left and never spoke to her again.
Because here's what happened. It's the second part of the story. I had left.
Wait a second. That sounded really bad.
My wife had broken up with me. Like, this is back in
02. It's not going to get any more rapey than it already is.
I crawled back out of the window.
I was rebounding. So this one girl.
Back onto the garbage can.
Good excuse for rape. Rebound.
This one girl had banged me the week before, right?
This girl actually
came up to me in a bar.
Her snoring just really.
And said to me, "You look sad. You could use a blowjob." She said that to me.
Wait a second. What bar do you go to? What bars do you hang out?
You gotta go north. That's like a common pickup line.
This is
P&G's.
In New Paltz.
I hate everything.
It's a common pickup line. She says?
That's like how I introduce myself.
Well, that's how Shannon and I met, really. She was online with the rest of the skanks.
Oh.
You first saw me online and you thought I was a lesbian.
I said the first words I said to her was, "Are you gay? Right? Are you gay?" Is that what I said?
What the fuck?
No, the first words that Laz ever said to me, we had already been Facebook friends because we were trying to like get me to this open mic. And Dan McRitchie introduced me, and Laz shakes my hand and goes, "Oh, you're Shannon. You look really different in person."
Wow.
I'm like, "Wow, what does that mean?" And then he goes, "I don't know. Are you a lesbian?" I'm like, "What?"
That's actually a really good question. Are you?
I mean, if the mood fits. Go there.
There have been a couple nights.
That was the same, that night at the Shamrock when you said both those things to me. There was also that weird guy that left
Joe,
his notebook.
And, I still have that notebook.
And we're all outside smoking and he goes, "You know, you're good looking enough to fuck white guys."
Like, how's your credit?
Thanks for letting me know.
Well, because on her Facebook profile, I hadn't met her yet. It's like a lot of pictures with you and your partner.
Bree. My partner.
The comedy partner. You had that comedy.
Life partner.
No,
you
that
know.
Wasn't Nikki. That was Bree. Oh, okay. The one that I make that joke about Bree
right.
And
Kayla. Well, you guys looked gay in that picture.
I wish.
Is this picture on your Facebook page?
It's one of your old profile
pictures,
right?
In my profile
right?
pictures, yeah.
Sorry, can we go back to when you raped a drowsy slope?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Did you ever...
A drowsy slope.
Did she ever reach out to you
again?
Oh,
so what happened was... So I banged...
What happened was...
This was before social media, so thankfully.
I had sex with her roommate. Like a week or two before, maybe a week before that. And the roommate.
Oh, so it was like eminent domain.
Right, exactly. Right. It was like a, you know, marking.
It's like
turf.
A camel getting its
Dan's
nose
getting
under
happier
the tent.
By the second.
What? The first girl was kind of a pig. The roommate was a pig. No, that's Meg.
That's Meg.
So,
that's
girlfriend. Long story short, the roommate, like, was coming home. Wait, was she awake at that point?
Oh, boy.
You know, I honestly, the details are a little bit fuzzy, but at some point, the. I don't know what time it was. She did wake up, and the roommate came home, and we put the furniture in front of the door so that the roommate couldn't get into her own place so I could sneak out the back door. Right. So she, at some point...
Wait, who's we?
So, yeah, you Laz, and the,
I
Laz
snuck out
while
the back
this
door.
Girl was passed no, but, out, barricaded the door.
No. No, she helped me barricade the door.
She meaning the victim?
The victim.
Okay.
Yes. This passed out slope.
Right.
Right. She was park slope.
She had
Brooklyn.
A watch in her ass.
Did you... Were you wearing a bag?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Always during a rape, you
yeah, yeah.
fucking wear
I shaved
a
all my body hair off, you know, burned off my fingerprints, all that shit. You know,
okay.
Standard. SOP.
Sure.
SOP.
A little acid on the fingertips. See. Doesn't hurt anybody.
Mirror!
For
and
her
you've
pleasure.
Never talked to her since.
I saw her at like a bookstore like a few years later. No, listen, I think she was
Did
a bar.
Did you follow her and she ended up at a bookstore?
Yeah.
Did this work out?
I think she was just some bar skank. And to be honest, like, honestly, I
he
mean
hid
this.
Behind the book he was reading, which was Men Who Rape and the Women That Love Them.
Nah, and the women who have to accept it and move on. Okay,
if
well,
I Did It by O.J.
Okay,
Simpson.
So let me ask you this, and you're not going to answer this, but Joe might. Has anything any of you fellas done possibly be construed as rape?
Yeah.
Please tell.
Okay. I was almost kind of sort of accused by a girl. No.
See, what happened was...
Hear him out.
Here's the thing. Now, this girl, I had fucked already 2 or 3 times. So it was like an ongoing thing. We didn't date. We just
it's
were
an understanding.
Fuck buddies. And I would go to her house where... Oh, there was one time... Her bedroom didn't have
at
a door.
At band camp?
Her bedroom didn't have a door, and it overlooked another bedroom where her, like, 5-year-old brother was sleeping.
Oh, Jesus.
That's hot.
So what'd you do to the brother?
What?
I made her face him.
Oh.
Was this like some poor young Mexican girl, like with her whole like extended family? Like,
Joey, come to us.
She has a door. She has a bedroom with no door.
She
like,
an
was
trailer.
There a sheet pinned
was,
up or like
it was
a
one of those, like,
curtain?
Beat it.
Joey, va conmigo.
It was one of those like attic rooms where the ceiling is like slanted down. Like,
so in a dark attic, so you kind of had a slope. You raped a girl in front of her 5-year-old
finished
brother.
Attic. There was sheetrock.
Was this Anne Frank?
It's always about Anne Frank on this show,
right?
What?
Always all roads.
It's a recurring theme. Every
back.
Episode, Anne Frank gets brought. Anne Frank. Hashtag Anne Franking.
Our first episode together.
Anne Franking.
Okay, yeah. So wait. So you fought right, there clearly
a couple times, right? And then
and a brother accused you.
No. He was sound
wait,
asleep.
So you had previously fucked her. So
twice.
Right. At least twice, okay. Maybe three times. And then went to hang out with her, and her mom was home, so we couldn't do anything there. Her stepfather was on his way home, so we definitely couldn't do anything there. She lived right near a ShopRite, so I parked in the back of the parking lot of the ShopRite, and I was like, let's go to my car.
She lived by a ShopRite.
Now,
classy.
About 20 minutes before this, she asked
told
me...
Told you under no circumstances.
I brought her expired Jell-O pudding cups in exchange for the sex.
And then she went to sleep suddenly. I don't
she
know.
She asked me for a Xanax.
Oh.
But I gave her a roofie by accident
she
instead.
She was asking for it. That's fine.
I gave her the Xanax, mm-hmm. And this is when I was...
That she got
prescribed
really
the bars, the 2-milligram totems, and I didn't know she was a lightweight. So we went to the backseat of my Monte Carlo.
So she's still awake at this point.
She didn't pass out. Okay. Completely awake.
This is how I can tell that you guys fuck with skinny bitches. I'm like, you have to shoot me with like an elephant tranquilizer. With like an old like rifle with a pith helmet on.
2 milligrams of Xanax is like a take the edge off dose.
No, I've taken 10 milligrams for like an airplane flight. That's yeah. Not, 2's not that bad, right?
For us, but for normal people, that's a lot.
Is all right.
Yeah. So it's, you know, fucking in the back seat's going fine. And I pull out and I come on her stomach and she...
Like a gentleman.
Yes. And she pulls her shirt back down to cover
over the cum.
And staggers back to her house where her stepfather asks why her shirt's undone.
Oh.
And so she...
Wait, why her shirt's undone or her shirt's crunchy? Like
yeah, like not
no, it's not right.
Crunchy. Yeah, it's not a little right. Off.
The shirt's off.
It's a little rapey off.
Half off.
So she said...
I'm so disgusted right now.
How am I disgusted? I'm listening.
She said she couldn't remember to her stepfather. And then to me said she couldn't remember. And I went, well, it's one thing to tell that to your stepfather. I get that. But no.
No, that's when you just say, you had a great time.
Remember?
She called me going,
you were really enjoying it.
You had a literal blast.
She called me and I think the first thing she said was, did we do anything? I'm like, what? I went upstairs and my stomach was... Well, did we pretty much. And I'm like, do you really not remember? And it took me like a week and she finally went, all right, I remember most of it. Yeah, I was just, but for a week I was
did
like, holy fuck, is she gonna call
Elmer's
the cops
glue? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because like, that's all it would have taken is her word and I would have been,
because I mean, you did fuck her, so clearly if they did a kid or whatever, you were in her and your DNA was all over her belly.
Yeah,
that's the worst thing in the world.
That was a giant fear.
Did anything happen last night and you're like, I know.
And
you
again,
remember.
We had fucked at least two.
Oh, that's happened to you too. Someone's asked you.
Yeah,
I've never had that happen.
Oh, it's terrifying because you're like,
were they legit asking? Or they just felt guilty. What is that?
I think it was guilty.
So they knew damn well.
Yeah,
no, it's their way of getting out of it. Like, because
exactly.
You know, oh fuck, I just remembered at the time.
And unless they have a boyfriend, why do they even, like need to get out of it? Like,
unlike the previous two or three times we fucked, she at this time had a boyfriend.
Oh,
so it was a whole cauldron.
That's
of
it's
the
a
thing.
Guilty
right.
How can I convince myself I didn't do
that's
anything
the
wrong?
That's the escape hatch in case this ever comes out.
Right,
that's
right.
What it is.
Yeah, I have a buddy who served time because of that. So.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was a lie.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I'm sure it happens more than we think.
I think that there should be a legal basis where if you lie, you go away as a sex offender the same way the person who you're accusing would have gone away.
How would you
yeah, as a deterrent.
That?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, give
well,
everybody
a lot
who
of
claims
girls
it
years
a polygraph.
Later.
They don't do that, though.
No, but give both sides a polygraph and just let everything sort itself out from
but
there.
But that's the funny thing is a polygraph, it's kind of like
not
when they want it to be
admissible. If you're a sociopath,
you can convince yourself
yeah,
of shit.
You
can pass it. It's not, yeah. That's why it's not admissible in court.
But yet they still use it's kind of like, what's the point of using it if it's not
they use it because it's a scare tactic.
What
it's,
if you just say, come on, really?
The info they get out of people isn't during the test. It's afterwards while they're strapped, hooked up, nervous, going and not showing them. Just
when
bullshitting
you fail the polygraph, you get the admission.
Saying they failed and going, all right, so let's talk about, and it's just interrogation.
But I mean,
while they're strapped up and scared shitless, that's where they get the info.
tell me you've never gone to the hospital or a doctor's appointment where you had your blood pressure taken and it's way elevated for no fucking reason.
Because you've got a giant cuff squeezing your arm and it feels...
Yeah, almost every month
and you don't
when
know
I go
how
to the doctor.
That, you don't know how that HIV test is coming.
Yeah. So it's up. I'm like, listen, I don't know if this is accurate. I ate a McGriddle like 5 days ago.
Do my fucking material.
No, it's that and then in your...
This is some bullshit.
You get in your head and go, holy fuck, is my blood pressure up now? Right. And that gets
Am I panicking?
More.
Like, what's going on right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Here's a question for you guys.
Wait, you didn't answer the how many people yet.
Yeah.
Fuck you, D-Burrito. I was getting away. If
That's
were,
a callback.
If it weren't for you meddling kids and that damn Scooby-Doo. You know what? Fuck you and your McGriddles.
You heard his great number. You heard my pathetic one.
It was great.
You heard about my rape.
Yeah, you heard about Ian raping somebody. Just, who counts as one of his 13?
Just Penny? Just
Yeah, Penny Alavaca.
All right.
Penny from Inspector Gadget, you fucked her too?
Wow.
I believe 15.
All right.
Nice.
Fair. Liar.
Nice. Yeah.
Liar?
She's a lot of fun, but she's not a complete whore. That's...
That's cool.
15. Isn't it like
the range I dabble in?
You're making Dave me feel range? Like a slut.
Doesn't 15 really mean 45 when you're a girl, though?
Yeah.
Right? That three time?
Oh, that means I have three. Because it's just three.
But
it's three.
I also like to think of it like I started super early. So that's spread accurate. Out off of a long time. Like,
I think you had a kid when I was still a virgin at that age.
Probably.
How many penises do you think you've seen? Not even interacted with. How many penises have you seen?
No, seen? That's not
No, fair. That's like
Do you
want to
see another
one?
Include me.
Do you want to see another one?
Seen it in person?
In person.
Yeah, how many penises in person?
Yes.
That's probably more like 30.
That's not even that
not,
bad.
And okay, that's not that stuff. That's not like blowjobs and stuff where
no,
I necessarily
just
did stuff
the
to
penis.
It. But yeah, just
that's
seen
a, That's a dick a year. That's a good average.
That's not bad.
Less than a dick a year.
That's a dick a year.
Since birth.
So you took 1 year off of no dick.
Yeah.
It was infancy.
That was when I was backpacking in Europe.
Well, she just doesn't remember that one.
Those motherfuckers weren't circumcised.
No, I think I really like spiked my number with all those hostels I had to stay in.
How much does it cost? All right.
Go crawling back after the beer garden.
Woke up and Joe Coletta's cum was on my belly. I have no idea how. I don't think I saw the penis. It must have been around.
I thought you said you've never been to Europe, Joe.
If I can find the cum on my person, I'm not worried. That's all I'm saying. It's when you can't find
fair
the cum.
Fair enough. What
yes,
time is it? I got to go to the point. Bathroom. I'll be back in a second. Put some on your shoulder real quick.
And then you stand up and you're like, oh, fuck.
There it is.
Now I got to go risk getting shot at Planned Parenthood again.
Nice. No more baby parts.
But one more and the next one's free.
Oh, we're going there. Okay. Whatever.
You got the card too, where they punch holes and then you get.
That's whatever it fits.
Yeah. Oh, the fifth one is free.
She used one of mine, so I used
that?
One back.
I'm sorry.
Shit. Oh,
it's my,
all right.
It's my loyalty
I'm
card.
Sorry. Now we know how we pay attention to each other.
My loyalty card.
In my defense, I thought that Rhythm and Prayer was a Christian rock band till like 6 months ago. My bad.
Oh, shit.
Is it weird if I go piss?
No. I have
it would be weird
too.
If you pissed on somebody.
Why don't
we
just
here?
Take a break and come back and do another set?
Yeah, that's
it's
the
not
beauty
live.
Of this.
It's not live.
It's the beauty.
And we're back.
And we're back. Once again, the best things have now happened without the record button being pressed, but that's okay.
Holy shit.
Stories were told. I have a fake penis in my hand still.
I know.
Here not just a fake penis.
Now Dan has it.
To give everyone a taste of what they
it's
missed
about to pop.
During
Hold
the
on.
Break.
It's going to pop.
Oop. There it goes. Thank you. Happy New Year.
I just popped my penis.
That was a bigger finish than I've ever
It's like
seen.
Rip Taylor.
Buzzing.
Hit Dave in the face with that.
No.
Oh, we've played games.
Yeah, I was shooting it into Joe's mouth.
Yeah.
Did it go
the
in
fake,
your...
The fake penis.
Did you?
Did we ever get it in my mouth? Okay, cut that.
Wow.
There's a soundbite.
And save it.
Did it ever work?
Well, you have to put in some effort. You have to kind of bob
this is
for
like...
it.
Yeah.
If Ron penis. Jeremy was on the Gaza Strip, that's what this feels like.
What?
Shannon, who's stripping in
Shannon,
Gaza?
Why don't you try to shoot a penis into each of our mouths joke. And see if it goes in? You want to try to pop it in?
You could finally be on the
Shoes
other end
on
of
the
this.
Other foot.
Yeah. Oh, you're further shot. Not even Joe. Not even close.
See, it tips down when you squeeze the ball.
Well, we gotta gauge the wind and the.
All right, Dave.
Yeah.
Lick your
that
finger.
That is in fact what she said.
Dave's your.
Oh, Dan. That's gonna hurt.
Ooh.
Elbow shot.
Yeah. You got something on your elbow, Dan.
You gotta aim higher than the mouth.
Oh, it's in the middle of the table. That's gonna be hard to get. Oh, good. Now all of our feet are on it now. That's perfect.
Just reach down there by Dan's ankles.
Yeah, it's not hard to get. If you're not a lazy fuck, just bend over. Get on there.
That's,
yeah.
That's not you. Very nice.
Me?
All of you.
It's been a long time since I did archery at camp.
Guilty.
This is closer after the go for you.
I'm close too. This is going to happen. Close your eyes, dude. Oh, that was close.
Off the chin.
On my chin.
I'm going to do it, guys.
Are you?
Okay, Ian is like maybe a foot away. All right, now he's like
you're
going to
hit him in the nose.
It's going to be a nose shot.
Oh, wow.
That would have hurt.
Ian, that was like, that was going to take out your left eye.
That whizzed by my face.
You would have been Lisa Lopez now.
You only left eye. Shannon,
the second time we references that tonight.
You only have to adjust for windage and elevation when the target is farther away. When it's right on top of you, you don't have to aim up.
Wow, that was scared me a little bit.
Because you almost blinded someone.
I was scared for you.
Thank you. Because you care.
I'll take my cock.
I do.
Take that cock back, please.
We have like a fake of each genitalia. We have like a fleshlight.
Oh, yeah,
a fake
fleshlight
dick.
Right here.
Everything's out right now.
There's a big thing of lube, which I don't know why I'm touching because Joe has touched it.
I haven't used it.
No, the bottle looks pretty full.
Let me see that. I never use it.
Coital of moments.
Water-based, the best you could use.
Yeah, of course.
Doesn't get all dried up and sticky.
It's designed for a soft, silky feel.
Does it wash off in the dishwasher?
Shibari Intimate Lubricants.
It's got the same ingredients as one of those e-cigs.
Ooh, it's clean and non-staining.
Propylene glycerin.
Damn right.
I'm getting my nicotine fix one way or the other.
Nice. Buzzing.
Ingredients are glycerin.
Oh, for real?
There it is.
Glycerin.
Water, aqua. Nicotine. Water, aqua.
Say agua.
Nicotina.
Carboxymethylcellulose.
They charge another $5 for calling it that. Can I finish that?
I'm all set.
Pentylene glycol, potassium sorbate.
Is it not empty?
That's almost.
Oh, and it's made in the USA.
That's almost the exact same ingredients as...
Aside from the Mexican water.
The e-juice.
E-juice.
You don't like my water?
I think I've had the same bottle of lube that I use like with my wife for like 6 years, and it's like it's never ending.
Why does anyone need lube?
Because if you're in a rush...
I
like,
only need it for the
fucking...
fleshlight. And my last girlfriend was a
That's
very
why it's lasted
sandy,
6 years,
dry,
though. I don't use it that
bitch.
Often.
Aveeno Creamy Wash.
That acts as lube?
Yeah, buddy.
For fucking.
Yeah, man.
It's okay. She's you didn't awesome. Say her name earlier in the podcast.
That's what I stopped myself from saying.
I've never needed that in my life. I've never used
it. But you're always wet.
Yeah. Exactly. Honestly. Not every girl is that fortunate.
Mm-hmm. Like she sneezes out of there. Every liquid comes out of there, regardless of what it is. She cries out of her vagina. She salivates out of her vagina.
Doctor, I think movie. I have a cold. Can you check my pussy?
All the feels.
I've got the sniffles.
Kleenex. Says, bless you.
In my
when I queef, it sprays mist. Can you
spit? Usually does the job. A little saliva usually does the job.
I mean, most girls are wet, but like with my wife, if we're in a rush or at our parents' house, and I don't want to start like doing a half hour of fucking like you know work. Not a half hour, but even any work. How about that?
What do you mean by work?
I mean, my wife's not continually wet. Like it does.
Okay,
take...
Ian's saying he doesn't do foreplay.
No, I do tons of foreplay.
That's what I was getting at.
No, I need to.
Most
I need to.
Most people do.
Yes, I feel bad. I mean, you can't just
not
everyone's
high and dry. Is always great. Constantly drippy as you, Shannon.
Not that I need to get her wet.
Yeah,
I'm saying,
drippy.
Like,
unfortunately,
I'd like to make sure she
drippy girl.
Gets off before I do because I'm going to do it too soon and feel
agreed.
Bad.
Yeah,
totally
good call.
Agreed.
No matter how much she reassures me, it's okay. It's not.
At
it's
least
not.
Then she's gotten her cookies and you can be
totally
guilt
right.
Free when yep. You come and you get to go to bed.
Shannon, your opinion. Weigh in.
No, we talked about this where you and my ex-girlfriend was on. It said, like, the quicker the better, which I find hard to believe, but you stand by that.
Yeah, right? I know.
So how can this whole adage of women want it just as much as guys be true if you want us to come faster? Because then you don't get off if that's
again,
the case.
Again, most girls don't come from a dick in
no, typically it's
their vagina.
Getting
so
eaten
it's,
out, fingers.
So
yeah.
By then, like, the party's
finger
over.
Finger banged.
Get this over with.
Munching.
Finger blasting.
So that's love either actually. Already happened for you or it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
So, I mean.
At that point, you want a sandwich too.
And
so
it's
just
an ego booster. Like
it's quick, not, though.
To me, the quicker a guy, like if he puts it in, it's like, you know.
See, to me, like,
that,
no.
I take that as like,
I've
that
heard
turns
in rap songs that's bad.
And does it bother you if you don't come, if that happens?
I don't expect to come every time.
You're like, so lying.
Wow. No, I really don't.
You're okay with like leaving that
sometimes
situation without...
Sometimes I just
without...
want the act of the whole thing happening. Like,
the
I
act
don't
is
expect...
the cum.
For the guy.
That's for the guy, though.
Yeah, but there's a satisfaction as a girl in making the guy come.
It's such a man's world. It just is.
It's a man's
it just is.
World.
Yeah.
James Brown wrote a song
mentally,
about it. Like the hit
I mentally get off and get more aroused by the guy coming.
That's
like,
my kind of girl.
Now, will you like finish yourself off?
Yeah, if he doesn't, like...
Oh, so okay,
so
you are
that's what
come.
I'm saying. So
okay,
that's
so you are
the main...
Come.
He doesn't finish you off.
I who should. When like
a hypothetically lot
of, the male should finish yeah
the
most,
guy
most of the time it's the polite I'm getting taken care of before or after or whatever
after god after
no,
I'm
before.
Just
it's gotta be before because once I'm done it's sleepy time.
I mean the girl's sleeping during for me so there's no after it's like there's just to get to the house.
If I haven't been taken care of and he comes and he's tired, like I'm not gonna sit there and expect that I'm gonna get taken care of,
right?
Like
you want something done right.
Yeah, and even then
do it your
sometimes I don't go finish myself because I'm satisfied just by the act of what
right
transpired. I don't care.
I love that.
The act of what transpired.
I don't care.
In legal terminology. But yeah, no, sometimes it's just nice making a guy come. I think.
Whoa.
I think we need to talk more.
That should be quilted onto a fucking...
That should be like, yeah.
You should
be
wear
like,
that on a shirt.
Macrame
on
macrame that yeah. onto a teacup.
Macrame.
Seriously.
Doilies and shit.
You said macrame.
Sometimes it's nice to just make a guy come.
But this also is the younger girls.
Right.
All the time I say this. This is kind of like how it is.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't really know. I just
not that young, Joe.
Well, it's better than like the 40s, 50s, and no, it, where it was like a woman's orgasm. That was like a
you
fucking
cut
unicorn.
Myth. Cut their clits off at birth. Like
they're going to have missionary sex for child only.
We're going to have sex, and if you complain about it, I'm going to punch you in the mouth
half
and then go eat dinner.
Half the guys didn't even know what a clit was, you know?
A what?
So,
what's a clit?
If you find a guy that's willing to just kind of like put the effort in, you know, half the time, it's like, oh, that's I'm winning.
You got
to
love low standards.
Yeah, that's my go-to every time is eating pussy.
Oh, of course. It's fun.
That's how I start every session.
I gotta be sure. I enjoy it.
I mean, we're all white guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's why we enjoy it.
Yes.
I enjoy it thoroughly.
I checked.
Yeah.
Thoroughly. Like, it's probably top 10 things I could be doing.
And I've had times where the next day, the whatever the thing is that connects.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, no. I want to hear more about what.
No, isn't pussy chips when a girl sits on your face? She comes, you go outside in the fresh air, let it dry up, and then peel it off. That's pussy chips, right?
That series of events never happened to anyone ever.
Wait, sorry.
What the fuck is this? Fucking Silence of the Lambs?
Girl juice doesn't dry that way. That's like how cum dries.
Oh, just for the sake of the humor.
It's like it flakes off.
No one's ever done that, I know.
But just, girl juice doesn't dry that way.
It's just my rosacea. Who are we kidding?
My rosacea.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
You're talking about your throat?
Something about
your thorax gland? Or
oh, whatever connects the bottom... Your lorax,
your
tongue
trees.
To the bottom of your mouth.
It hurts.
For the next day, it's usually sore. That's when I know I did a good job.
That's when you have
I will
thrush.
Not give up
thrush
until,
and shit.
Until the girl
unless
comes.
Someone like you cares a whole awful lot.
HPV, man. HPV.
Michael Douglas.
That's one thing this young generation
when
has
Michael
made.
Douglas like made that whole thing about getting cancer from eating pussy, I checked my fingers right away. I'm like, fuck.
He's like, I got throat cancer from eating pussy.
I got finger cancer.
And the crazy thing is, it can't be tested in... our blood in men it doesn't show up HPV.
Is that true?
Yes.
Huh
really
the H pizzle vizzle.
The only way to know if you're a guy and you have HPV is if you get some kind of like bumpy shit on your dick.
You don't die of that though, right?
No.
And no one really gets it on their dick like that anyway.
I've never heard it on the dick.
What if you get broccoli dick from it?
Cauliflower dick.
Yeah, cauliflower dick.
That's when you
right?
might get a hint that you have it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, people,
amputated at that
people
point,
our
right?
age, I think, like, the
and
study
like
or whatever
95%
is...
95% of the time, it's not something that's going to be cancerous or anything
no,
like that.
No, no. There's because there's two of them. There's one and
there's
like
the good
two.
HPV and the bad HPV. Just but, like cancer. There's the good cancer
like
and the bad cancer.
Well, no, there's the...
There's HBO and then there's HBO2.
Nice. There's the cancer and the non-cancer version.
Right, right.
And most people have the non... So it's but the point is, like, I think the study was 8 out of 10 of people our age have it, but don't even know it.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, now there's vaccines and these goddamn kids.
These goddamn kids. I would have gotten away with it, too, if it
it's
wasn't for
the hormones and
kids.
The chicken.
Never going to get throat cancer.
They're all retarded, pussy. But they're not bumpy.
They're nuclear retards.
That's why when I eat pussy, I spit. I don't swallow. So anything else you want to talk about?
Suicide shot. You ever
what?
Hear that?
No.
You literally, you sniff a line of salt... take a shot of tequila, and then squeeze the lemon into your eye.
What?
Wait, shut up. You
why?
Did that. What
I
is wrong with you?
Horrible pain.
Yeah,
well, what
I'm a glutton for punishment. It just is what it is.
Do it during the kidney stone, and you won't think about the kidney
no,
stone.
I'll never do it again. I did it once.
Why?
Never again.
Why would you? How old were you? Young 20s, I
yeah,
hope?
Early 20s.
Living in the frat house?
Maybe I'll just try stand-up comedy. Like, I skipped all that stuff. Like,
stand-up
I go right to the hard stuff. Yeah.
It does painful,
yeah.
Open mics can hurt.
Hey, so we're back.
Again.
It's almost like we never left. What's going on, guys? How do you want to wrap this fucker up?
Piss and female ejaculate. I'm sorry.
We covered that, I think.
I don't know. Do you have
with a shirt?
To talk about? Ask about?
Ask about what?
I don't know. Do you have anything?
I talk about softcore porn.
Yeah.
I'm good. I have to piss and possibly ejaculate. So I'm like, either you guys can keep talking for a few minutes without me, or well, I gotta.
Again, I'll just lay on the floor and open my mouth.
Oh, that was so disgusting.
Oh, God.
Why don't you go pee in a cup? If she pees in a cup, will you drink it?
No, don't do that.
You wouldn't do that? Why wouldn't you do that? That's not.
Because,
Joe, will you drink it?
No.
Not from a cup, but straight from
the
source.
That was the longest, most awkward pause ever. You're like, Joe, would you do that?
Like the wheels are, yeah.
No.
I got a styrofoam cup upstairs.
Styrofoam.
You wouldn't do it, though.
Why would anyone want to?
That isn't the question.
It's not that I want to.
All I have to do, I mean, everybody's seen the cup, but
you
I
will, though.
What happens after that is
but it could be
someone
funny.
Else's business.
I think it could be funny. Yes? No?
I think it would be great for comedy.
I think it would be just amazing. Loose news history. We'll be right back with some piss guys.
Oh my God. Fucking Laz.
Am I stopping the recording?
I have to fucking pee.
Right, well, let me get a cup.
Hang on.
Will you drink it?
You
don't want to do it. Are you embarrassed by that?
I'm not embarrassed by my pee. I'm just like, why would anyone want
to? Forget that part of it. That's not any relevance to you. Why would someone want to do it?
Wrong part.
It's sterile.
Yeah. It is.
It does neutralize jellyfish things.
You have a shot glass?
Joe has to buy jellyfish.
Do I have a shot glass?
Joe was eating jellyfish earlier.
I asked, but I've never had the balls to do it.
Joe, give him that fucking plastic cock.
Perfect spot.
When I said that?
Yes.
Well, it's sad but true.
It's like the whole opening song, really. It's just.
It's all me talking about things going in my ass.
Yeah.
Wait, give it. Do you want to do silence so you can see the space?
No, I don't care. I'll find it.
All right.
So Joe has been given the bottle of urine from Shannon. He's going to smell it.
You got really good aim if you could.
Well, the bottle is wet, so the aim isn't like.
Yeah. What am I talking about? You have horrible aim. My hand's wet, bitch. Okay, look, let me take a little sniff, sniff.
In my mouth is one thing. On my hand, what am I, an animal?
Mm. Oh come on!
His gag reflex just set in with one sniff.
Was that real?
Was that real?
No, I don't.
You don't like fish?
No. It's just I inhaled too deep, and I've never in my life smelt warmth. But I just
smelled warmth.
He smelled the texture. You don't have to drink it. Listen,
I only smell cold.
All right, so just a sip,
just a tip, just to see if it feels good, just for a second.
Someone take out their phone and get video.
Oh yeah,
the whole reason I'm doing this is because there is no video.
You got it.
Oh, okay, no, doesn't want. All right, fair enough.
But then, where's the evidence?
We can just guarantee the listeners this is legit.
We do.
All right, if someone has to film it, film it.
I'll film it. I mean, we could all film it. We can multi-angle.
I don't have much space on this, but.
That's what she said.
Oh, damn, but
that's way too.
That was irony. All right.
So I is the urine. Justified. The urine is irony as well.
Wait, I'm zoomed in.
She eats lots of spinach.
All right, look. Oh wait, I need something just in case to spit in.
My mouth.
Can't help you.
Ball.
Wait.
I have a glass. You know, I feel like I should pour the piss in the glass and drink from there to make it more eloquent.
I was thinking that.
Whatever's going to make it better.
Eloquent.
But,
he tried to make the piss drinking eloquent.
I've been told by a lot of people that I'm like a misogynist.
My urine is very well spoken.
And I'm not, you know, the best with women. So this is my way of bonding.
You're giving
showing
back.
My support by drinking the
I've never felt closer with anyone.
Expulsions from this cunt. Not as a person, like your cunt.
I'm not
no, the
anatomy, that word
the anatomy.
Anyway.
Can we start this all over again?
No.
Okay. All right. What am I doing with my life?
It's all natural.
It's sterile. I'm just going to keep telling myself that.
Waterworld.
Do it.
This escalated fast.
Kevin Costner.
Do it, Costner.
Okay.
He's gonna. Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
I'm so unhappy.
Oh, God. Did you get hit by it?
No. God damn it. My shoe might have.
Oh.
You nasty motherfucker.
The best part is Shannon's face because she knows it's legit because she made it happen.
Well, we smelled it.
And you smelled it.
You're my hero.
You're going to vomit.
He's gonna puke.
He's gonna.
Not past. I think. I'm gonna keep the camera rolling just in case.
What was it like?
Warm.
I think if I had just dropped an ice cube in it, I'd be okay.
Today was a good day.
Oh my god.
You know what's funny is you nearly picked up the bottle instead of the can to wash it down.
Okay. All right. I'm good.
All right.
Yep.
Be back in 1 second.
Yep.
Wow.
That was, I mean, there's no reason not to end the show. I mean, how
you
do you...
should be complimented, by
I'm
the way.
I can't imagine.
First and most very likely last piss I ever drank.
Wow.
That was amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gave that gift to us, the Loose News. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
If you ever need me to come on here... when you guys are recording something, whatever it is. That's
anything but
done.
That, right?
No,
yeah, I
no,
understand.
Anything at all. I will try to be game for you.
I know.
I can't put things amazing. In my ass. That was amazing.
I'd like to point out for the listeners that it's after 1 a.m. Please factor that in. And my diet of alcohol.
And other things that we won't mention.
Right.
It's been a long and winding road that led to this moment.
Oh, man.
I'm just gonna wipe the piss spit off my laptop.
Oh, man.
I think we've all learned a lot about ourselves tonight.
Yeah.
I don't want to analyze myself right now.
Can you make sure you put that bottle somewhere where it's not gonna
spill
into my mouth
or go into your mouth? Put it in the garbage.
Put it in the fridge and see if one of your family members drinks it.
Oh, my God.
I kind of like the garbage idea better.
Yeah. I concur.
Because you know if you leave it there, you're going to keep drinking and be like, oh, some water.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, this was fun.
This has been... Thank you guys so much for having us.
This has been the Loose News.
There's so
thank
many
you guys for being on.
Weird things I've experienced sitting here the last couple months.
Dan's trying to make sense of it all.
Months? Right? You've been on the show for like 2 years. My
no,
show.
But the last couple months have been...
Blowjobs and
fucking... Oh, yeah. I forgot.
The last couple of months have been interesting.
Yeah, it's like, how do you keep one-upping yourself?
Well, that one, that definitely
by drinking
did.
And gargling with piss.
Gargling piss
that's how.
Is a step up from watching Joe get blown while reading lines from
Reservoir Dogs.
Do you guys have anything you want to say in closing with Dave doing whatever? He's going to make a cup for you next, I think. He has dessert coming. Dave has dessert.
Probably getting
the
sick.
Second course.
If anybody out there listening likes these guys, tune in to CousinJoeShow.com.
If
on More
any,
Like Radio.
If anybody.
Every Thursday.
Emphasis on the
air. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that was something else.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure if that's a good wow or a bad wow.
It's a shocked wow.
Yeah.
It's a like...
I think it's good.
It's good, but it's also like, I really didn't think it was going to happen.
No,
it did.
I did. I knew it.
Yeah.
I would do that. That doesn't seem so bad. I mean, I could see why one would think it is, but I would drink piss.
It's sterile.
It's sterile.
It really is.
I don't think I need to.
Need.
Yeah.
That wasn't medicine, Dan.
I know I didn't
need...
I think I'm going to get through life just fine not having to do that.
I do not
unless
argue.
I'm on a deserted island. We're still uncomfortable, Dave, don't in case you're wondering.
Yeah, we were just saying a long Jewish goodbye. Like,
yeah.
Why are you uncomfortable?
So do you like the schmutz?
Shannon, do you think less of me because
no.
I drank the excrement
no.
from
no,
your
I'm,
vaginal opening?
I'm hugely flattered.
It was really sexy.
Any of this happened.
Okay,
very
perfect.
Surprised.
Then that makes it all right. Okay.
Well, this has been the Loose News Podcast. And,
yes, it has.
We love you all.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I think.
Sayonara.